up your face. Lift up your face. Salvation is calling. Salvation is calling. Lift up your face. Lift up your face. Salvation is calling. Salvation is calling your name. Can you hear them calling? Can you hear them calling now? Can you hear them calling you? He's calling you now. He's calling on your name. Just over the horizon, a new light is shining. Salvation is on its way.
103.2
Sydney's Hope.
Somebody was saying something about there being an end to tyranny. But when they asked me, what would I do if that day came? I only whispered your name. Everyone got their own opinion and protects their own dominion. No doubt for them it's true, but I tell them what I really believe. My only worry is protecting you. Yeah. No one should ever be lonely. Somebody to care. Ask me if I dare to answer. Who could carry that flame? I just whisper your name.
Should ever be
me if I dare to answer who could care. Just whisper your name.
Hope 1032.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. Hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like.
Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away.
Positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope
1032.
Dear younger me, where do I start? If I could tell you everything that I have learned so far, then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me. Dear younger me, I cannot decide. Do I give some speech about how to get most out of your life, or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you'll make, 'cause they're the choices that made me. And even though I love this
wish it was a smooth ride. Dear young me, dear young me, oh, if I knew then what I know now, your condemnation would have had no power. My joy, my pain would have never been my word. If I knew then what I know now, would have not been hard to figure out what I would have changed if I had heard. Dear younger me, it's not your fault. You never meant to carry this beyond the cross.
Commuting from the Central Coast can be hard on the family. You want to make sure the kids are happy and secure each day. Station sponsor Little Coasties Kindergarten aims to provide a caring and positive atmosphere that creates a warm, happy and secure environment where children can learn and play. In fact, when we asked the experts what they thought about Little Coasties, they said... Visit littlecoasties.com.
What do you like to eat?
Chocolate.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you, so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au, because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Hope.
1032.
Oh,
I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
One radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss.
Radio station Hype 103.2.
I got a hopes in heart, but a long ways left to go. I've been doing my part, but I ain't got much to show. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. Chasing that life, moving on, cause I had to prove there ain't no life worth doing what I did to you. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. I've been working all night, maybe you could help me to believe. This song ain't nothing if the song can't set you free. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness.
I do, I do. love you.
Hope
103.2.
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours to interlock. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you.
Distracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The Word of God says His perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call OzTip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. OzTip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. OzTip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney Southwest? Station sponsor Inspired Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with Spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Life is messy, but God can empathize. The Netflix film, The Starling, brings grief to the forefront of people's lives. Regret, tears, anger, laughter, and confusion are experienced by those who lose a loved one, reminding us that life is messy. Grief can show us how messy life can be. But one thing that we can take from this whole message of the story of Jesus is that God can empathize with us. His son died a horrific death. But being aware of this allows people to know that they can come to a God who knows how they feel while they process the loss of a loved one. If you're traveling through the grieving process, consider how faith in God, the God of the Bible, can help you through the messiness of life. This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words.
Thank you.
1032.
Difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're bound. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Up and nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you'll ground it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, hey, feeling good, like I should, when in purple walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed, got that sunshine on my Sunday best, hey, feeling good, like I should, when in purple walk around the neighborhood.
Of a prayer? Drop us a text on 0448 40 2020.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer, a quench for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. Was a love, a love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's our politicians, that's our political. They don't wear miracles, but
he does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way, he does. He is, he was.
What if he was true? Knows you more than you.
He does, he does. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like he does. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way.
Spring with Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care West in Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care West in Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories, priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
There's a cross on the side of the road where a mother lost a son. How could she know that the morning he left would be the last time she'd trade with him for a little more time?
She could say she loved him one last time
and hold him tight. But with life, we never know when we're coming up to the end of the road. So what do we do then with tragedy around the bend?
Waits for the test to see if the cancer has spread yet. And now he asks, so why did I wait to live till it was time to die? If I could have the time back, how I'd live.
Life is such a gift.
So how does the story end? Well, this is your story and it all depends. So don't let it become true. Get out and do what we were meant to do.
We live, we love, we forgive and never give up.
Is storming, but what would it take for the clouds to break, for us to realize each day as a gift somehow, some way, and get our heads up out of the darkness and spark this new mindset and start to live life cause it ain't gone yet. And tragedy's a reminder to take off the blinders and wake up,
live the life
we're supposed to take up,
moving forward
with all our hands up cause life is worth living.
We live, we love, we forgive and never give up. Cause the day we are given are gifts from above. And today we remember to live and to love. We live, we love, we forgive and never give up. Cause the days we are given are gifts from above. And today we remember to live and to love. We live, we love, we forgive and never give up. Cause the days we are given are gifts from above. And today we remember to live and to love.
Hope 103.2.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down. Faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me.
I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. So let me go.
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Donna Sirimana. Israel has launched a major round of airstrikes in Beirut, targeting Hezbollah headquarters. Two people have been killed and 76 injured in the latest attack. Israel says its aim was to target Hezbollah headquarters embedded in a residential area. It's not known at this stage if the leader of the terrorist group, Hassan Nasrallah, is among the dead. Israel defense spokesman Daniel Hagari has defended the latest bombardment.
Israel is doing what every sovereign state in the world would do if they had a terror organization that seeks their destruction on their border, taking the necessary action to protect our people so that Israeli families can leave their homes safely and securely.
Meantime, in an address to the UN General Assembly, Israel's Prime Minister has vowed to continue action against Hezbollah. Benjamin Netanyahu saying there is nowhere in the Middle East that the long arm of Israel cannot reach. He's also taken aim at the General Assembly for its sanctions against Israel, calling the decisions anti-Semitic. The address is dampening hopes for a ceasefire in the region. New data shows the cost of childcare has fallen by more than 13% since Commonwealth subsidies started in July last year. The drop means many families are saving thousands of dollars a year. Early childhood educators will also receive a pay rise from December in a bid to tackle workforce shortages. An inquest into the death of West Australian man Josh Wernacki 14 years ago has wrapped up. The 21-year-old's body was found on the side of a Broome Road by a taxi driver in 2010. The coroner heard conflicting evidence as to how he may have died, saying it was unlikely that he fell asleep before his death, but the findings won't be known for some time. His mother, Ingrid Bishop, says she's confident that they'll eventually have answers.
I've met with Commissioner Blanche this afternoon, and the current investigation into the murder of Josh is ongoing. I'm exhausted. You know, I've